Well then, here we go. I'm going to teach you how to interact with people today. Some stuff that's never been revealed in public before. And may not again, but you're the lucky ones, and here we go. So here's a, on the top, it's a conversation. They're sharing what they're thinking about or ideas. 529 and Greth Dirge Myrtle. 341 Durbel Trog Gragster. That's the conversation. What you see about that is that the hearts are effectively deactivated because of the X's. The X's cause that to be the case. Then on the next one, Minj Burba Shagun is one, and that one is heart sick or questioning about life. Whether there's signs of intelligent life on Earth. Okay? And then this one is responding to that with heart. So, the way to interact with people is to keep your heart alive and keep your feelers out. So that what you're doing is you're being on the inside track. So there's two tracks. There's data sharing and there's emotional undercurrents. Right? If a you keep your feelers out, which they always are actually out, but you can do this consciously anyway, keep your feelers out, then you know what's going on the inside of the person that you're interacting with. In any interaction, even when you pass in the hall. Right? So, you address what you feel on the inside, but not necessarily verbally, just by a knowing, a gesture, a obvious sensitivity. Right? People will not always want what's going on the inside track to be openly addressed. They may not feel good about it, or they may be upset, or there's a lot of things might be happening on the inside. But you address that always. Even while you're communicating data, you can address that. You can be aware of the fact that the person is whatever on the inside. Now, if you address that or have true awareness of that and you do not react to that and you do not start planning how you can exploit that or take advantage of that, if you do those things, then you are on the inside track with that person. And you are no longer merely on the outside track. The outside track where the data is being communicated, where the conversation is happening, where the work is being done together. All that is the outside track. The inside track is the feeling, knowing, awareness of the inner machinations of this human being that is there with you. Right? So the way to interact with people is to be in your knowing about that and you're feeling that, and you're addressing that somehow. Maybe the quizzicalness, maybe the boredom, maybe the concern about something, maybe a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, you touch a person on an arm, and they know what? That you know. They know that you know. And that's all footsies under the table. That doesn't need to be overt. But what's important to people is that you're there with them on the inside track. Right?
Yeah.
It really is. They don't want to be unfelt, unknown, really. And that's true even when they're busy hiding. Right? There is no person who wants to be unknown, even who wants to be unknown. Or rather, to get under the radar. But the human being is there, you see, and that human being wants to be on the inside track with somebody, or they want somebody to be tracking them. Right? So if you keep your feelers out and you track them, then you have a good relationship with that person.
Wow, that's
great. That's beautiful.
Right? Which is a, you see, interpenetrating relationship.
Yeah.
Right? It is a relationship, it is a communion of what's so on the inside track of this heart, this being, whatever, right? But again, it's not, it's the intention that counts in your knowing. You can't have a good intention if you're busy reacting, so that's really out. You have to actually have a sympathetic orientation towards this individual, right? Yeah. To even meaningfully operate on the inside track, right? And nor can you be making plans how you're going to exploit that. You know, people will sometimes say, tell me everything. I want you to be perfectly honest with me. Tell me everything. Okay? And you get that they're seeking a position sometimes of being a confidant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they have a feather they want to put in their cap for the fact that they have that position, that valued position. Mm-hmm. And they have data that they can manipulate, draw upon, utilize, right, to exploit, right? This is most common. Egos are always trying to make use of everything, figure out how it fits into the program of getting, which is the ego's program, right? So therefore, it's interested in all the exploitable elements in the universe, right? Including other people, including what other people really feel. You see, you know, it goes on and on, right? The ego is very consistent, right? So if you want to be on the inside track, it's like you borrow $10 for wheatgrass juice from your uncle, and you rush out and snort it in cocaine.
What?
You told him you're going on a wheatgrass, but you ended up going on a drug binge. The guy who says, want money for food, and you know he's just about to go get drunk, right? What's happening is there's a misappropriation of something, okay? To be on the inside track two times, you've got to handle the first time correctly. Right? So this is very powerful stuff, and if you want to go ahead and misuse it, they won't let you in again, is how that works. So there's a certain matter of stewardship of all that is of the heart. Right? A delicate flower will not be a delicate flower if abused. A person will not be open if their openness is taken as a sword, as a lever, or as a way to get something. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So stewardship is more and more important the more you want to have a relationship with somebody. So, it's fairly crucial if you want to open the can, right? What you're going to do for your first, second, and third moves. If you want that thing to stay open, those moves are crucial on the chessboard. Right? It doesn't mean you have to do any of this. I'm just saying, if a person wants a relationship, in which they are trusted and they are on the inside track and they want to remain on the inside track, then there are certain issues of human sensibilities that do need to be taken into account very carefully, yes, conscientiously. Okay? Right? Now, so if they cop this speech and they understand how very accessible the inside track is, right? If they want to continue on a life of would-be crime, or go into the legitimate, really damaging crime, this would be their perfect moment. Right? Which is precisely why everybody wants to stay closed. All right? So we're not, you know, if we don't want to validate the fact that they're closed to us, right? And teach them that, yes, they should never have opened up in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't do it now because the conditions are still not favorable for a heart, right? Then all we've got to do is misappropriate the data in some way or misuse the fact of the opening in any way. Mm-hmm. Then you're back to square one and you're on the outside track. And the person will remember that and will try to keep you there for a long time because they remember the fact that when they opened up to you, you had your way with it and it wasn't pretty. And they don't want to do that again for a long time. Right? It's just the way people operate, right? So you've got to, you know, get up early in the morning and just see what the situation is, right? But this is the way you can have a good relationship with somebody, is you can feel the heart, you can address it verbally or non-verbally, but you can let them know subtly somehow that you are there and that you feel what there is to feel. Right? Just that. Once you're in that, you see, and that is not a projection, and also you don't want to start lecturing because you're looking for a chance to pontificate and share your wisdom about everything you see and know and are disgusted by and can handle for them. That's another one that won't charm. Okay? Right? You can see, you know, as with any superpower path, there are always pitfalls. Right? And that's one, but there's a lot of them. Okay. Delicate flowers, okay, are sensitive in open moods. Right? So if a person wants to be cavalier and weird about that and be suddenly inappropriate in a context of mutual heart opening, then boom, the person will recoil and they'll try not to come back if they can arrange it. Right? This is part of stewardship. The husbanding of the heart. Right? It will be essential for a human being to realize that anyone can do this, but that there's responsibility involved in relationship on the inside track. So, no exploitation, no crudity, right? No trying to make any kind of hay out of it, right? no funny business, right? And then you're in the sacred. You're in the actual thing, right? And if you want to play nice in that sandbox, then the answer is you can have relationships with people that are very real, in the heart sense of the word real, very feeling, right? Anytime, all the time. Even in the office, even at the meeting, even in the, you can know, you can feel, and you can be there with what's there. Right? As soon as you want to judge that or create a problem about it, that, then doink, and then that's over. So what we say is, look, keep the feelers out, recognize that there's a naked lunch to be had, and that's a good thing. Naked lunch. Two human beings who are human beings, there is a naked lunch.
Yeah.
Okay? You can be on the inside track, and you can have glorious food in that naked lunch. Food for the soul. What the heart is, back and forth, right, is usually nutritive, right? It's not the starving, being locked out event. It's the inside real event, right? That's the event that we should really be in, ideally, because that's the only way out of, off of the outside track and all of these difficult, sort of heart-aching relationships, because interchanges, because they're too plastic, they're too outside-y, they're data-oriented, but there's no heart. Right? Here we have a person who is not being on the inside track with the person who is on the second one, okay? And the person who is willing to be there is giving energy into that person as knowingness, awareness, recognition, right? And they are addressing that somehow, even in the way they say good morning back.
Yeah.
Right? To be addressed, to be known, to be understood. That's the payoff. That's a big thing for a good morning exchange.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And then you get to, you see, play it around.
Yeah.
Right? Once the person has been charmed by the fact that they're understood,
right,
seen, right, they will open up, and they will go into the circle. And this can be done with or without data. It doesn't matter. Data does not get in the way of the inside track. Function does not get in the way of the inside track. Right?
Yeah.
Two people are falling in love on a chain gang.
Yeah.
Right? Two people are falling in love in the board meeting. Right? It is honoring and important to not to be distracted by the data or by the heart. A person should not focus excessively much on the data to stop feeling the person. Or person, right? And they should be not be so distracted by the heart that they cannot honor the game. A person who falls out of the game due to being distracted by the heart or emotional content is going to be a pariah. And that's because it's disrespectful. Right? Like a girl can say, you're so incredibly cute when you talk your physics things. The guy is actually going to be offended.
Yeah.
If he has any love whatsoever for his physics things, or his silly car, or his silly life, or as silly what he's trying to say in this meeting. Or what the data is, or what the chore is. We're doing it together. We're learning this software program, whatever we're doing, right? Mm-hmm. It's important that people be able to exist on both planes, yeah. Right? If you drop the plane of the presenting sphere of information, the presenting gestalt, the actual going onness, in your heart focus as a distraction, right, you lose. Mm-hmm. You're out. Mm-hmm. They will not, you see, want to be disrespected, mm-hmm. in that what they're trying to say, do, be, is not considered valid enough even to remember it, continue to pay attention to it, and honor it in those ways. Right? You undermine a person if you take away their stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a person dressed up for you and then you just start tearing their clothes off. They are presenting themselves in the way they wish.
Yes.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's something right about it. What's right about it is it makes them feel they have a vehicle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In other words, that they get a chance to be fully clothed in the middle of this naked lunch. And they're happy with that. So you don't rip off the content. Strip it off. You see, let's get naked, all this stuff. See, you don't aggress your way through into this naked lunch. You recognize that it is simply a plane of existence that's going on under the surface, right? It needs to go on, right? And so does the overlying plane of the content that the person is using as the vehicle for existence. At the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation, the data, the content, all good. Do the content. Do the data. Do it with heart. Be aware of the wink underlying the content.
Yeah.
See? Be aware of the other plane, which is also operating, always.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the inside track. Right? Now you can have relationships with people. Now you can interact and get along with people famously. You can do this. This is the secret of my success, such as it is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I do this with everybody in the restaurant, everybody in the world, everybody that comes here, everybody, mm-hmm. you see?
Yeah.
Always, right? And it is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's affirmative of their inner reality that I recognize it. It's affirmative,
yes.
that everything I say is addressing it, whether it seems to be or not.
Yeah.
Right? And it's perfectly fine with me, you see, as long as I can be on the inside track, you know, I don't care whether you have to keep our pants on or not. I'm playing the game already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's worthwhile to me under the table.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already in it. You see what I mean? I'm already in the lovemaking of it, right?
Yeah.
And then we can do the content.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You see? We could put all those words over here with the where all the hearts are.
Yeah.
Right? All the words you want, anything.
Yeah.
Right? Do it. Do not strip the person of the content. Do not strip the occasion of its vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Or you put people on the spot in a way. They don't necessarily want to be there exactly like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of intelligence behind these covert ops.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You've got to use your noggin,
yeah.
or your heart, or both,
mm-hmm.
to play in the inside track.
Yeah.
But as long as you're willing to do that, you cannot lose. You cannot fail, you see? As long as you don't be grotesque, You see?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, when the guy's playing his guitar on the stage and the girl comes up because she wants to tear his shirt off because he's a rock hero, right? And then the big galoot comes to tear her off and throw her back into the audience. Because she's so enthused, she thought she was going to be able to get a handful of his hair, and that was going to be something she could tell her girlfriends about. But he's trying to play a concert right now. You know. She has big points for enthusiasm, but low points for tact, relevance, diplomacy, sensitivity, appropriateness, humanity. Right?
Yeah.
She was carried away with her little heart track to the point where the content track didn't get enough juice. And that's what failed it. You see what I mean? He could say, I've got a use for you after the show, but right now, I'm working for a living. What I do is I play this guitar and I sing my little songs.
Yeah.
And all these people paid to come see this, so I have to finish my job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
you see what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got a job.
Yeah.
There's respect for a working man.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Respect for a man that's dealing with compliance data issues of this and that corporations, all the shit that goes along with it. See, I'm doing my job. You know what I mean? Respect.
Yeah.
This is respect for an operative doing a job.
Yeah.
Right? Or if a person wants to have a conversation with you and they've got three questions, you need to know what they are. Right? You need to go through it on the content track. Right? And so this is what living is, okay? There's a content track and there's a heart track. You go through a lifetime with people on the content track, you're right? Raising the babies, doing whatever you do, being with your friends, creating a company, whatever it all is. And there's a heart track. And if you play the heart track on the inside track, along with the content track for your whatever you've got allocated, 80 years, right? Right? Then you have a real life.
Yeah.
With a real heart, real intimacy, real friends, real belonging, real weenus. Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have a content track with an X on the heart, and it's misery.
Yeah.
Misery. Right? This is the difference between misery and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Being on the inside track. Eating the naked lunch for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Feeling into it. You always feel in. Right? I didn't mean stare in. I mean feel in. Be in, as the hippies say. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So that's how to get along with people.
That's
beautiful.
That should work for you.
Yeah.
Just remember, it's only good intention, it's only love, it's not exploitation or power. Then you're good. You're good to go and keep going. Forever.
That's beautiful. That's so good.
Inside track.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
That was good.
Are there any questions about that?
That was just amazing. I can't imagine anything, needing to know anything else about how to love.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah. It's what you feel. It's that you feel.
Yeah.
And then you are in the inside track, which is where you already are, see?
Yeah.
I mean, the irony of the whole thing is, this is always what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But what people are doing wrong is they're not celebrating it, they're not loving it, they're not participating in it consciously, they're not feeding the people on that. They're tending to either space it out because they're on a beeline of hyper-focus, right?
Yeah.
Or they're just not, you see, they're just not showing interest in it. In other words, they don't care about your existence as a reality.
Mm-hmm.
You see, as a living heart, they are sitting there. You see what I mean? They just don't care. It's not what they can be bothered with right now. You see? So they pass you by in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come to you extremely disappointingly and they ask you whether or not you've got any bulldog clips.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, you know, your life is basically waiting, sitting there waiting if somebody's going to come and ask me for some bulldog clips. So that part's good. And they came. But the thing was, when they got there, were they feeling? Or did they just snatch the clips and go on their busy way to implement with the clips?
Right.
Without actually knowing that a human being was waiting for them to get the clips, and then they came and got the clips, and they didn't acknowledge the human being.
Yeah.
All they acknowledged was the clips. Ah, great, we got some clips, bang. See?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the outside track.
Yeah.
That's pure content without any inner thing. See, that's just the way to disappoint people.
Mm-hmm.
People need to be recognized. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's your awareness that recognizes them. Even when you're on your beeline, you already know what they felt, who they were, what was going on the inside track.
Yeah.
You really basically do know that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. In some psychic, you know, feeler's sense.
Yeah.
You do. But to systematically ignore it, it's like when the guy's wife comes home, she obviously had a problem today, and he's systematically ignoring it. He can't be bothered. He doesn't want to get into it. You see? So those are the disappointing moments in life when the thing functions on the inside, on the outside track entirely. You see? And there's no recognition of the fact that these are sensitive people here. They're not just agencies that are doing the bulldog clip performance or whatever it is, you know? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
As long as you remain on the inside track, you are in relationship with that person and everything is fine. God is in his heaven, right?
Yeah.